the story of the talis. So this story I heard from a guy who was driving a taxi. He told me how his grandfather was an observant Jew here in Yerushalayim, and when his grandfather passed away, so his father and his uncle, his father gets a call from a banker, and the banker tells him, look, your father took a loan and he left us as collateral his talis. Do you want to pay back the loan? So it was a talis with fine embroidery, and he said, look, I'll be happy to get the talis back, but irrespective of that, I'll be happy to pay back the loan. So the truth is, I got the figures confused. It was a while. It was like a few years after the grandfather passed away, and his uncle got the phone call, and his uncle went to the bank, paid the money, got back the talis. The uncle said, I don't wear talis. What am I going to do with the talis? He had just paid a lot of money to get that talis back. So he went looking among the brothers, and he went to this man's father and said, you wear talis every day. You should wear Abba's talis. So after he paid the loan, he took the talis, which he got, and gave it to his brother, this taxi driver's father. A few years ago, his father passed away, so now he got the talis. Takes the talis in his hand and looks at it, and he knows this is grandfather's talis. But he doesn't daven every day. So he said, I'll leave it by me for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Started looking among the grandchildren and discovered that one of his nephews, the son of the one who actually funded, who paid back the loan, he puts on talis every day. So he went back to him and said, here, you put on the talis. Until today, this talis that's over a century old is still being worn by the family. It was redeemed not for the sake of the talis. It was redeemed because they wanted to be honest people, and if their grandfather took a loan, it's interesting that the bank in those days would give a loan based on a talis. That's here in Israel. Here in Israel. Back then, the bank gave a loan based on a talis, and you see, it worked. The uncle, even though he didn't wear a talis, the uncle obviously wasn't the most observant person, but he said, Abba took a loan, I'm paying back the loan. And the talis remained in the family, and it must have been an extraordinary talis. I guess they made things differently in those days, because he told me, till today, that cousin, he wears the talis every day. The whole story is in Israel, including the loan. The collateral was the talis, and